Page 12, Exercise 6, Dealing with Problems, Part B. Listen again. Briefly describe each person's problem. 1. Ray.
The problem that I had, well, it was a real learning experience. You see, I went to the doctor for my yearly checkup. I think it was last spring. And anyway, the doctor said I'd gained some weight, and this was a surprise to me, but he said my health wasn't really too good. He told me I needed to start exercising and eating better. So I got one of those low-fat cookbooks, and I started jogging around my neighborhood. And you know, at first, I felt great. But then one day, I was jogging, and I guess I was pushing myself too hard, and I fell and twisted my ankle. So, after that, I didn't do any exercise for a few days. And I started to feel really lazy and unhealthy, so, and here's where I made my mistake. I started jogging again, even though my ankle was still a little sore. I really shouldn't have done that. I should have gone to the doctor about it and followed his advice. Well, surprise, surprise, after a few days of that, I was running and I felt this awful pain. It was just terrible. It hurt so much. I could barely walk home. So I went to the doctor after that, finally. He told me that I shouldn't have started running again so soon. That just aggravated the problem. Now I can't go jogging for a couple of months.
2. Felipe.
The problem was our next-door neighbor, Eddie. It got so bad that I just wanted to move out and sell my house. But then I figured no one would buy it. You see, my neighbor's hobby is fixing up old cars that he can sell later. That's fine, I guess, but he always runs into some problem while he's fixing them up, and then he just quits. So the cars just sit there in the front yard. Right now, he's got 3 out there, and they're horrible to look at. For a long time, I didn't say anything, but I kept getting madder and madder. Then last Saturday morning at about 7 o'clock, Eddie was out there working on a car and making so much noise it woke us up. Well, I had to do something. So I stomped out there in my pajamas and started yelling. Of course, Eddie started yelling back. It got pretty bad. I guess I shouldn't have done that. So later that day, when I was a little calmer, I went out and suggested he build a fence so I wouldn't have to look at that mess. He thought it was a good idea, surprisingly, but he also thought I should pay half the cost. We haven't solved the problem yet, but at least we're dealing with it. We're talking about it like adults.
3. Jennifer.
One time, my best friend Keiko and I were supposed to work on a big school project together. It started off okay. We figured out what needed to be done, and then we divided the work between us. The problem was, I didn't do the work I was supposed to do. Keiko kept calling me, and I kept making excuses, you know, just ignoring the whole problem. The day before we had to hand it in, I had to tell her that I hadn't done my share. She worked all day and all night and finished the project by herself. The teacher loved it and told the class what a great team Keiko and I were. I didn't say anything, and neither did Keiko. I avoided her in class that week, and when she called me, I didn't answer or call her back. See, I really hated confrontation. I couldn't deal with problems like that. I thought it was better to just pretend there was nothing wrong. I thought Keiko might be mad for a couple of days and then forget about it. That was 5 years ago. Now, when I see Keiko, she just says hello and keeps walking. I guess I should have apologized right away. Then I might have avoided the whole problem. Or better yet, I should have just done my share of the work.